Hello, my friends, and welcome to today's episode of Daily Musings with Alicia. I have not been posting for the last week or so. I got sick, and then after getting sick, I got my COVID shot, my very first one, and that also made me sick. So I was experiencing a long string of just generally feeling under the weather and not really wanting to get up off the couch. And in conjunction to all of this occurring, I was also in the middle of a pretty big course launch, which meant that the available energy I did have to me, I was spending answering emails and just generally making sure everything was running smoothly with that. So it was a much needed hiatus in terms of healing and recovering. And I also spent quite a bit of time in the last week in reflection and meditation, as sometimes one is wont to do when feeling under the weather and sitting around all day long. In the pockets of time where I wasn't immersed in work or Shameless, actually. That's a TV show that I've been watching lately, and I made it to season 9. So not all in the last week, thankfully. I've been slowly and dutifully getting through the entire show. So that was basically how I spent the last week. Work, emails, and things like that on the couch, Shameless on television, lots of takeout, and also a decent amount of reading and contemplation. So what I wanted to share today wasn't something spontaneous and off the cuff, just, you know, me talking the way that I want to do. Instead, I wanted to read something that I wrote. I decided to journal today for the first time. I haven't been journaling that much lately. It's a little bit of the subject of the post. And not only did I want to journal, I wanted to publish something on my blog because I haven't done that in a really long time and I enjoy it. So what I thought I would do is I just want to read you what I wrote. And maybe it'll be a little bit more eloquent than me speaking off the cuff. Just felt like the right thing to do today. So thank you for joining me for this. I titled it On Journaling and Love. My life goes by too quickly when I don't journal. Just yesterday, it seems, I wrote down some happenings. The next day, I was too busy. Journaling didn't seem so important. Then the next day, then the next, and suddenly it was 10 days later, like I was hitting the snooze button too many times and realizing I only had 10 minutes to get to work. 10 days is better. Before that, it was a month. Journaling is a dear, treasured habit that I haven't been keeping up. I've always journaled, and since 2015, I've been collecting my yearly writings in print copy paperbacks, because why not? I love having a paperback journal, and it's a wonderful incentive to actually write. I love writing, and yet I resist it fiercely. Isn't this how it goes? Why do we resist what we love? Because love is hard. You experience love, and it threatens to break apart your very being. It takes you to the edge of overwhelm. It's so powerful that it can break your life down to pieces in a moment. All that you think you are, all that you've built, demolished. Love builds towers and it tears them down with equal ease. And I want to insert a little something here. This idea of towers, this image of towers and love building them and tearing them down is something that is a part of my album, the album that I've been working on since last year. So maybe towers in particular is an image that's high on my mind. But anyways, I digress. I'll carry forward. There's a sentimental, tepid, head-based thing we call love, and it's the thing we say without thinking, the thing written on Hallmark cards, the infatuation with someone new and exciting. That kind of love is easy, because it doesn't mean anything. The love I'm talking about is a love most parents know. It's a love so overwhelming and primal that the thought of anything bad happening to your children leaves you heaving, your entire being racked with pain, so filled with the idea that you would do anything for that kid. All that you've built, you would tear it down in a second if you needed to. That love is more powerful than any built life. So love is hard. It's a hard thing to feel, and it's a hard thing to embrace. I think we spend a lot of time recoiling from love, preferring the safety of weaker states, states that don't have the power to completely topple us. I dearly love writing, and I always have, but I resist it too. It's work. I've been in partnered relationships in an almost unbroken chain since I was 17 years old. Being in a relationship is natural and enjoyable for me, and I'm happier that way. But loving another person is hard. To be generous when you're annoyed, kind when you're indignant, to really talk and really listen, to stay physically connected, to keep the hearth warm. It's all difficult. I love my daughter more than anything in the world, but parenting is the hardest gig I've ever had. And that's nothing to say of music, music, music. That's why I came to my journal today. I don't just want to do what's easy, because there's no love there. What would I do instead of journaling? Some work emails, watch TV, read a book. All fine things, all things I'll keep doing. But I have to remember the love. Journaling helps me remember. And psychedelics, but that's for later. Love is hard, but it's one of the only things that actually matters. That's why it topples towers. The towers were just pretend, and love was the only real thing all along.